Today, we're diving to the depths of space, the final frontier for connectivity. Indeed, today we spotlight AST Space Mobile Inc., a beacon in the cosmos of cellular broadband. Stick around as I unravel the fabric of this galactic contender in the stock market arena. The space-based broadband internet industry into which AST Space Mobile firmly plants itself is at the cusp of a transformative growth phase. This industry is not about connecting the unconnected, it's an entire ecosystem aimed at revolutionising how we receive and utilise internet connectivity across the globe. Globally, the space-based broadband internet market is on a trajectory to reach $52 billion by roughly around 2030, propelled by compound annual growth rate of 20% during the period from 2021 to 2031. This expansive growth is underpinned by a dire need for continuous connectivity, especially in remote locations where traditional telecom infrastructure either falls short or is non-existent. The market sees significant segmentation across applications including aviation, maritime, enterprise and more, with commercial end users leading the charge. This company stands at the forefront of an ambitious venture to bridge the global connectivity divide. Founded in 2017 and headquartered in Midland, Texas, this innovative enterprise is pioneering the development of the first and only space-based cellular broadband network accessible directly by standard mobile phones, led by Abel Avelin, the CEO and chairman. AST Space Mobile aims to revolutionize the way we connect, making cellular broadband accessible in remote and unserved regions across the globe. This mission-driven company combines cutting-edge technology with strategic partnerships, setting its sights on connecting the unconnected and reshaping the future of mobile communication from the ground up. Now, as usual, we will be starting our SWOT analysis to discover the strengths of the company, the weaknesses of the company, the opportunities of the market for the company, and the threats to the company from the market and potential rivals. Now, before anybody goes into this, I'd be very grateful if you're new to the channel, please subscribe, hit the like button and the bell for future notifications. We'll get into the financials of the company quickly and then we'll crack on with the SWOT analysis. Okay, so without speculating as to what the price of the share price will be in a year's time, let's just have a look at what the financials look like at the moment from a little bit of research. Analysing AST Space Mobile's financial status offers a nuanced view into potential for all of his amateur investors out there, as the latest available data for this company exhibits a dynamic financial profile that merits both optimism and caution. If we look at the positives first, the cash reserves, AST has reported cash and cash equivalents of around $238 million for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022. This is significant cash reserve indicates a strong liquidity position essential for funding ongoing research, development and operational activities to continue to build their space-based cellular broadband network. The company has secured strategic investments from major players like AT&T and Google, which not only infuses the company with capital but also provides crucial industry partnerships that could enhance the operational scalability and market penetration that space mobile services need. The IRO is a concern, of course. The company's financials reveal it operates at a loss with an earnings per share of minus 0.83, trailing 12 months roughly, which is common for companies in heavy development phases, as I've always gone on about in previous videos, but it's an essential factor for investors to consider. Operating at a loss indicates that AST is still in the investment phase, focused on growth and expansion over immediate profitability. Definitely a very good thing if they get the capital investment in there now. With a market cap of approximately $825 million, Space Mobile's valuation reflects investor confidence in its future potential. However, the stock's performance shows a 52-week range from $2.59 to $7.10, indicating volatility and speculative nature investing in a company. Any tech company gets the same thing, but aiming to innovate in the space and telecommunication sector is going to be pretty risky, and competition is getting very, very fierce. Forward-looking statements from the company, however, highlight the ambition and the challenges ahead. It's a good thing they've acknowledged this. While AST Space Mobile aims to eliminate connectivity gaps globally, it acknowledges the risks and the uncertainties that would materially affect the projected outcomes. Factors such as the negotiation of definitive agreements with mobile network operators and the ability to manage growth profitably are crucial for long-term success. The presence of long-term debt, which is about $4.8 million, and the total liabilities of $78 million on the balance sheet are not unusual for a company of this size or ambition, but it does require careful management to ensure long-term financial health and stability. Okay, so let's dive into the strengths of the company. At the heart of AST Space Mobile's strengths is its groundbreaking technology, which has enabled the first ever space-based voice and 5G cellular broadband connections using unmodified smartphones. Notably, the company achieved a significant milestone by making a 5G call with a download rate of approximately 14 megabits per second, a testament to its technical prowess and the potential to transform internet connectivity globally. Such technical milestones underscore Space Mobile's capability to support a range of mobile services, from basic voice and text to internet browsing, file downloading and video streaming directly to mobile phones without the need for specialized hardware. The company boasts an impressive portfolio of 2,600 patents and patent pending claims, underscoring its innovative edge in space-based cellular technology. This extensive IP portfolio is the backbone of their satellite network, which promises to extend cellular coverage to billions, including regions previously plagued by connectivity gaps. The company has cemented strategic partnerships with global market networks operators and employees stated, and corporations such as Vodafone, Rakuten Mobile, AT&T and more, and has the potential covering of approximately 2.4 billion subscribers worldwide. These partnerships not only validate Space Mobile's technological solutions, but also offer a significant market for its services upon commercial launch. AST Space Mobile's mission resonates with a critical global need: connecting the unconnected. Despite over 5 billion mobile devices in use, about half of humanity lacks consistent access to cellular broadband services. This gap results in both coverage shortfalls in remote areas and usage barriers in regions where connectivity exists but is unaffordable or inaccessible for other reasons. AST Space Mobile aims to fill these gaps by providing space-based cellular broadband access via standard, unmodified mobile phones, thus eliminating the need for expensive satellite dishes or custom hardware. This endeavor has the potential to revolutionize access to digital platforms and services for over 600 million people in sub-Saharan Africa alone, along with billions more worldwide. The company advancements have met with positive reception from both the industry and the media. There's very little negative press out there when it comes to what it's actually trying to do. Its technical achievements, including the first space-based 5G call, demonstrate not just the technical proof of concept, but also a commitment to transform global connectivity. Vodafone's collaboration to reach 1.6 billion people highlights the ambitious scale of AST Space Mobile's vision, with the potential to significantly impact rural areas and developing countries by offering universal mobile coverage. Now, for amateur investors, the strength of AST Space Mobile lies in its innovative technology, extensive patent portfolio, the strategic global partnerships, and the vast untapped market potential of connecting the unconnected. As the company progresses towards the commercial launch of its Bluebird satellites, it stands at the frontier of new technological communications, promising significant returns for stakeholders and transformative connectivity for billions around the globe. But AST Space Mobile's ambitions to build space-based cellular broadband network directly accessible standard mobile phones comes with their notable concerns that potential investors and observers should consider. These concerns primarily relate to the impact on astronomy and potential radio frequency interference, alongside the implications of the company's satellite technology and operational strategies. one of the discussed concerns is the impact of AST Space Mobile satellites, particularly Blue Walker 3, on astronomy. There's been a lot of discussion recently of other companies and their excessive use of micro satellites that are up there, and how this is basically drowning the sky out with additional bits and pieces and points of light that can basically wreck any kind of observations for amateurs as well as professionals. The satellite has been reported to be one of the brightest objects in the sky, raising alarms especially with the astronomical community. Observations indicate that the fully deployed satellite approaches first magnitude when near zenith, making it brighter than many stars. This brightness could potentially interfere with astronomical research and observations by creating bright trails and ambient glow that could obscure faint celestial objects. AST Space Mobile has reported to these concerns by highlighting its ongoing work to mitigate such impacts. The company has mentioned collaborating with NASA and various working groups to develop solutions, including operational adjustments like roll tilting, flight maneuvers, and applications of anti-reflective materials on future satellites. These measures aim to reduce the satellite's visibility from Earth. Despite these efforts, the challenge to balance satellite communication advancements with the preservation of the night sky remains significant. If you think about it, the night sky is essentially should be treated like a wildlife enclave. Seeing too much industrial stuff up there is going to be a nightmare for all of us. I know I get kind of annoyed when I start seeing bright objects flying around up there, but that's just me. I like to see the night sky as it is. Other aspects of concern: a potential radio frequency interference that AST Space Mobile satellites could cause. Such interference could affect telescopes that operate outside the visible light spectrum, which are critical for various astronomical studies. While AST Space Mobile has committed to avoiding broadcasts in certain protected zones, such as US National Radio Quiet Zones and locations significant for radio astronomy, the broader implications of satellite communications on the radio astronomy community are yet to be fully addressed. So, if you think about it, most of the problems are basically how people in the wild environment are going to react to how this company is operating, not the operational standards of the company or anything else, which is quite interesting. Investors and stakeholders in AST Space Mobile must weigh these challenges against the company's pioneering efforts to provide global cellular broadband coverage. While the mission to connect the unconnected holds significant promise, navigating the complex terrain of technological innovation and the regulatory compliance, which was going to hit this company very hard in the future, and the environmental stewardship will be crucial for AST Space Mobile to sustain success and acceptance with the global community. It's definitely an interesting area of concern. We've not seen this in previous companies, where there's a global impact which can be incredibly positive and incredibly negative at the exact same time. Definitely something to keep an eye on. The industry in which AST Space Mobile operates is a niche of the wider communications network industry, the space-based cellular broadband niche. This presents a transformative landscape which is filled with positive prospects and opportunities. This sector is rapidly growing, gaining traction, and is poised to revolutionize how the world connects, bringing unprecedented access to remote and underserved areas globally. The space-based cellular broadband industry is at the forefront of addressing one of the most significant challenges of our time, the global digital divide. Now, by enabling direct smartphone connectivity from space, companies like AST Space Mobile are working towards a future where everyone, regardless of their geographical location, has access to high-speed internet. This initiative has the potential to unlock enormous economic opportunities to facilitate educational access for many and improve healthcare services in remote regions, driving significant social economic development. The industry as a whole is characterized by rapid technological innovations, including advancements in satellite miniaturization, the propulsion systems, and the communication technologies that go with it. These innovations not only reduce the cost of satellite deployments, but also enhance capacity and efficiency of space-based networks, As a result, the industry is expected to see exponential growth, with significant investments flowing into R&D, satellite manufacturing and launch services. This growth trajectory is bolstered by increasing demand for better connectivity solutions spurred by global expansion of the Internet of Things devices, smart cities and the push for 5G networks. Recognising the potential of space-based broadband to bridge connectivity gaps, regulatory bodies worldwide are increasingly supportive of the industry. This support is manifested through the allocation of a spectrum of satellite communications, streamlined licensing processes and policies encouraging public-private partnerships. Such regulatory backing is crucial for the industry's expansion, ensuring that satellite operations can deploy their constellations without prohibitive restrictions, thereby accelerating the global rollout services. Companies in the space-based cellular broadband industry are forming strategic partnerships with terrestrial mobile network operators, government agencies and technology firms. These collaborations are vital for integrating satellite connectivity with existing cellular networks, thereby extending the reach of these mobile services without the need for additional infrastructure on the ground. Moreover, the industry is exploring new market opportunities in maritime aviation and emergency services where traditional communications fall short. Now, this is going to be interesting for a certain company which is basically throwing up lots of satellites and insisting people buy their dishes on the ground. I'm talking specifically about Starlink. That's a company that sells hardware to a lot of people. Now, if this company is able to pull off what they're doing, Starlink is done. Yeah, that's my opinion on that subject. So when it comes to opportunities, the space-based cellular broadband industry represents a beacon of innovation, the opportunity and connectivity we would expect. With its potential to transform global communication networks, the industry not only solves technological challenges, but also contributes to a more connected and equitable world. This is a positive outlook for the industry and is driven by its ability to leverage cutting-edge technology and foster strategic partnerships and navigate regulatory landscapes, all while keeping an eye on sustainability and environmental stewardship. But of course, this wouldn't be a SWOT analysis if we didn't focus on the negative aspects of the space-based cellular broadband industry. And there are several concerns regarding the technology and its implementations that merit attention. These challenges revolve around environmental impact, regulatory hurdles, market competition, and technological limitations, each of which potentially hinders the industry's growth and operational efficiency and take out any company that's in there. One of the most significant concerns is the environmental impact of launching and operating large satellite constellations. Now, you notice we're talking about constellations now, not just individual satellites, but whole networks going up there. Space debris, also known as space junk, is a growing issue, with thousands of defunct satellites and other pieces of debris orbiting the Earth. This clutter increases the risk of collisions, which can generate even more debris, threatening active satellites and space missions. The proliferation of satellite constellations exacerbates this problem, raising alarms among space sustainability advocates and agencies overseeing space traffic management. Even that alone is going to become a huge industry by itself, space traffic management. But that's for another video. The industry also faces regulatory and spectrum allocation challenges. As more companies vie for a share of the limited available spectrum, that's the transmission spectrums, the 5G, 4G, all that stuff, there is an increasing risk of interference between different satellite systems and terrestrial networks. Managing this interference requires careful coordination and regulation, but the international nature of satellite operation complicates these efforts. Different countries have varying regulatory frameworks, and achieving a global consensus on spectrum use and interference management can be challenging and will be challenging. And the market itself, that's another big thing. Market competition and the potential saturation are additional concerns. As multiple companies launch their satellite constellations, the space-based cellular broadband market could become crowded, potentially even overcrowded, leading to intense competition, which is great for the civilians who are buying into this, but not so good for the companies, which once they go bankrupt, you just end up with junk up in space then, because no one's going to buy old satellites. Think about it. Nobody buys old computers, except if you're an avid collector, and you can't do that for satellites. So this situation could pressurize companies to lower prices, impacting the profitability. Moreover, in densely populated urban areas where terrestrial mobile networks are already well established, the demand for space-based services might be limited, challenging the future economic viability of these satellite constellations. Now, more and more people are moving into cities, so that is definitely going to be an issue. And finally, the technological limitations pose a hurdle to the widespread adoption of space-based cellular broadband. While satellite technological advancement has significantly changed, there are still challenges related to providing consistent high-speed connectivity, especially in adverse weather conditions or in regions with significant geographical barriers. Additionally, while the aim is to provide global coverage, there may still be coverage gaps in remote or challenging environments where deploying satellites or ground infrastructure is not technological or economically feasible. So in summary, when we're looking at the threats of the market to the company, while space-based cellular broadband industry offers promising opportunities to enhance global connectivity, it's not going to be without its challenges. And addressing these concerns requires a concerted effort from industry stakeholders, regulatory bodies, and the global community to ensure that the benefits of this technology are realized without compromising environmental sustainability, market stability, and the equitable provision of services for all. This episode's exploration of AST SpaceMobile's venture into space-based cellular broadband reveals a complex and rapidly evolving industry landscape. To conclude, we start with the pros. This innovative technology, AST SpaceMobile stands at the forefront of leveraging space-based solutions to directly connect standard mobile phones, bypassing traditional infrastructure. This technology promises to bridge the global digital divide, providing coverage in previously unreachable areas, demonstrating significant potential for social and economical impacts. It has collaborations with leading telecommunication companies and technology providers that not only validate AST SpaceMobile's technological positions, but also offer a robust pathway to market penetration and operation scalability and security. The company taps into a vast market of users currently unserved by traditional cellular networks. With over 5 billion mobile subscribers globally, the potential customer base for SpaceMobile services is extensive, underscoring significant growth opportunities. There are efforts to secure necessary licenses and comply with international regulatory standards that reflect a proactive approach to navigating the complex regulatory environments of the global telecommunications, enhance the company's legitimacy and operational stability. But if we look at the cons, the deployment of large-scale satellite constellations are raising environmental concerns in various communities around the world, notably space debris and light pollution, which could have long-term implications for space safety and astronomy. Now, while SpaceMobile has committed to mitigating these strategies to deal with this, the effectiveness of these measures and their acceptance within the scientific community remain to be seen. And of course, we have the financial sustainability of the company. Currently, they're operating at a loss with a focus on growth and expansion. The financial stability hinges on the ability to transition from a development phase company to profitable operations. This transition is fraught with challenges, including capital raising, cost management, and market competition. The ambitious nature of AST's space project that involves a significant technological and operational risk. It's the satellite deployment, there's the network reliability, and there's the coverage effectiveness that are going to cause challenges that the company's going to have to overcome. And that's before we look at the market saturation. I'm going to put them up, some of these companies up on screen rather than actually detail them now, because there's so many of them and they basically fit around the company from traditional to new startups that are very interesting. The space-based communication sector is becoming so crowded, with several companies pursuing similar goals. This competition, coupled with potential for market saturation, particularly in regions with existing coverage, could impact AST SpaceMobile's market share and profitability. So overall, in conclusion, AST SpaceMobile's foray into space-based cellular broadband encapsulates a dynamic interplay between innovative potential and the myriad challenges of pioneering technological frontiers. Now, for amateur investors, the decision to invest should be informed by advanced consideration of these pros and cons, aligned with their investment strategy, risk tolerance, and the belief in the company's vision for revolutionising global connectivity. So that's it. As always, thank you for sharing your time with me. If you liked this video, please hit the like button, hit the bell, and please, please, please subscribe to the channel for future videos where we explore the technical investment perspective market for amateur investors like yourselves. And I will try to give you more and more details.